The Gemara in Tanis and Daf Beis brings down an interesting shiloh that Shalchu lebnei Ninveh l'Rebbe. The people of Ninveh sent a shiloh to Rebbe. Kigon Anan, people like us, that we need rain even in the summer, even betuvas tamas. So what should we do? Legabe shelos hagesham. Do we have a din of yechidim and we should ask for rain in Shema Tefillah, or do we have a din of Rambam and we can ask for rain b'Saint Almater and Baruch Aleinu like regular people do during the winter? And he said back to them, "You have a din of yechidim, and therefore you should ask in Shema Tefillah, even though there could be a lot of people there who need rain. But Lamaisa, they have a din of yechidim, and they do not ask in Baruch Aleinu." Now, first of all, I think it's very meduyik in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down that this Shiloh was sent from Bnei Ninveh to Rebbe. So why does he have to mention that it came from Bnei Ninveh? Why is it important to know the place that it came from? So I think it's not a coincidence, but we actually learn a halacha from here, from the fact that it came from Bnei Ninveh, and this is mavur from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, when he passes this halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Beis, he says like this. He says, Yechidim matzichim l'mata b'mayis hachama, ein shol anayis v'reichas hashanim, ela b'shemeh tefillah. So he says, if Yechidim need rain in the summer, they only ask for Neshama Tefillah, but filu ir gadai like Ninveh, even if it's a very large city like Ninveh, or Eretz Achas Kula, or a whole country, kama Sfarad b'chlala, like Spain, or Ashkenaz b'chlala, or the whole Ashkenaz, ki chidim damu, that would dinu b'chidim, and they do a b'shama Tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch is learning from your Chiddush that this din, that you do not have a din of a rabbi in Chutzar, you have a din of Yechidim, it's not only in a small city or just a couple of people, but even if it's an Ir Gedayla, even if it's a very large city or even a whole country, still you treat it like Yechidim. And he uses this lashon, Ir Gedayla ken Ninveh, that's based on the Gemara that brought down that the Shiloh came from Ninveh, and L'cheretz Alpi L'Psukim, the Sibaferish in Yaina, that Ninveh was an Ir Gedayla, it was a very large city. We shouldn't even say in Chumash that Ninveh was the biggest city there was in the world. So the fact that we see that even in Ninveh, they have a din of Yechidim, even though it was in Ir Gedayla, that's a limit that doesn't make a difference how big the city is, how big the country is, they always have a din of Yechidim. That's the chayah why it's important to mention that the Shiloh came from Ninveh. Now what's the pshat l'maisa? Why do people have a din of Yechidim? If it's an Ir Gedayla, it's a whole country, like the Shulchan Aruch says, why do they have a din of Yechidim? L'maisa, they're a rabbim. What would be the pshat in that? So the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Resh Pei Dalet says a very nice hesber. He says that you see from this Gemara that the musig of a tzibur, the musig of a rabbim, is only shaykh in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is somehow mitzaref everyone to become a tzibur, to become echad, to become a rabbim. But in Chutzaretz, you're missing that tzirif. In Chutzaretz, even if you have a lot of people, but they remain yechidim, we view them as a bunch of individuals, but they don't have a din tzibur, they don't have a din of rabbim. That's how he's masber the Gemara over here, why they have a din of yechidim. And he says that's also the Peshat in the Gemara earlier, in Dafid Beis, the Gemara says, Ein tainis tzibur bevavel. There's no din tainis tzibur in bevavel, and we shan him our bothered. Why not? Why is it no din tainis tzibur in bevavel? It's like, because to have a din tainis tzibur, you need a tzibur, you need a heft of a tzibur. There is no musig of a tzibur in Chutzlar, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. That's how he learns Peshat in the Gemara over here. And then he brings an interesting hezber from Rabbi Yonis and Aibshitz in the Yaris Devash, that we say the pasuk in Eicha says that Gam ki ezek v'ashaveh sasam tfilasi, even when I daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to my tefillah, and the Medrash says that's because it's a tefillah of a yachid. The tefillah of a yachid is not nishma, only the tefillah of the rabbim. And the question is, why? What does that have to do with Megillas Eicha? What does that have to do with the Churban? That's something which is true all the time. Why is that mentioned in Megillas Eicha? Why do we stress the fact that the tefillah of a yachid is not nishma? So he's masber, that this musig really was a result of the churban, because if not for the churban, if we would be in Eretz Yisrael, there would be a musig of a tefillah of the rabbim, of the whole tzibur. But now that we went into galus, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, it's not shaykh to have a full tefillah of the tzibur, whole tefillah of the rabbim. Every tefillah, even if you have thousands of people, has a din of a tefillah of a yachid. That's part of the avelus of the churban, that even if I daven as a rabbim, it only has a din of a yachid, and therefore my tefillah is not niskaba on the same level. Now this ikki aside that he's saying that many people in Chutzlitz do not have a din of a rabbim, they have a din of a yachid. I think you could bring a riot to this and reshine them in Brachas. The Gemara Brachas on Daf Neches brings down a halacha that if a person sees Shishim Riba, if you see a certain amount of yidin, 600,000 yidin, you make a special bracha, the bracha of Chacham HaRazim. And then the Gemara says, Ama Ula Nikitina and Ein Uchlusa B'Bavel. Ula says, and I have a Kabbalah, that there was never Shishim Riba in Bavel. Bavel did not have 600,000 yidin in it, and therefore this bracha was not Negeya in Bavel. And it says, Achlusa is a Shishim Riba. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Rush, when he passes this Gemara, the Rush says that you make the bracha of Chacham HaRazim and Shishim Riba, and then he adds on, Omar Ula, Naktina, and Eino Achlusa Bavel. There is no Din Achlusa, and there was no Achlusa in Bavel. So the Madani Yontav asks on the Rosh, he says he doesn't understand why he brought down this statement of Ula, that there's no Chulis in Bavel. By the Hava Hava, who cares? That's a historical fact. Ula is saying what happened in his days, there was no Shishamiba in Bavel. What does that have to do with us? Why do we have to know Ludiris that there wasn't no Chulis in Bavel? What nafkamina could that have for us today? Today there could be no Chulis in Bavel. So why does the Rosh bring it down La Halacha? And the Madani Yontav says a very beautiful teretz al pi the Rambam. The Rambam, when he passes this Gemara that you make the Brach of Chacham Razim in Hilchus Brachos Perek Yud Alachir Aleph, he says, "Arayah Sheshem Es Aleph Ne'adam Ke'achad Ve'im Yisrael Heim Uve'eretz Yisrael Mevarach Baruchat Hashem Chacham Razim." So, like the Rambam, if you see 600,000 Yidden and they are in Eretz Yisrael, then you make this Brach of Chacham Razim. Now, in fact, the Kesef Mishnah, he says, the Rabbeinu Manoach has his Kashu. What's the where did the Rambam get this from? The Gemara doesn't say anything about being in Eretz Yisrael Dafka. Sounds like from the Gemara you can make the bracha anywhere, even in Chutz Lartz. Where does the Rambam get this? What's the makkah, the Rambam, that the bracha of Chacham Harazim is only said in Eretz Yisrael? So Zakti Kesef Mishnah, in the second teretz, he says that maybe the Rambam, his makkah is good for this Gemara. The Rambam understood Pshat and Ula when Ula says Enoch Lusa Bavel. He's not saying a historical fact. He's not saying there happened not to have been 600,000 Yidden in Bavel, but the Rambam understood that to mean that there's no din of Chlus in Bavel. There's no din of a tzibur in Bavel, and even if you have millions of Yidden, they don't have a din of an ochlusa, they don't have a din of a tzibur, because only in Eretz Yisrael do you have a din of a tzibur, and that is the makkah of the Rambam, that you only make this bracha in Eretz Yisrael, because no matter how many Yidden you have in Chutzarts, they're not mitzarf to become a tzibur, and therefore this bracha wouldn't be nageh. So Zakta Madani Yontav, if that's how the Rambam went pshat in the Gemara, maybe the Rosh learned like the Rambam, that ein ochlusa b'Bavel is not telling me an historical fact, it's telling me halacha, there's no din of an ochlusa in Bavel, there's no Mitzias of a chaps of a tzibur in Bavel, no matter how many yidden you have, and mele the Rosh is paskening halacha l'daris, that even at any time in history, if you happen to have shishim riba, 600,000 yidden who get together in chutzars, they do not have a din of a chlusa, they don't have a din of a tzibur, because the musig of a tzibur, the chaps of a tzibur, is only shaykh in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel. Somehow the Eretz Yisrael is able to be mitzarif klais altogether, to become echad, to become one tzibur, mashenkin and chutzars, they always remain like yichidim. So this Rosh and Rambam could be a mucker for what the Menchus Chinuch is saying, that there's no mitzias of a tzibur in Chutz Lartz. The mitzias of a tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. And we mainly, even if you have a Yer Gedayla and a big country who need matar in the summer, they're not going to ask in Baruch Aleinu, only in Shema Tfilah, because the Maaseh they have a din of Yechidim, not as a tzibur, because the whole din tzibur is only shaykh in Eretz Yisrael.